Geek Radio Daily for Monday, April the 6th, 2009. All the geek without the weight. Yeah, I know, that used to rhyme. Hey, it's all I got. It's your Uncle Vicar, kiddies. Billy Flynn is going to be out this week. He's got some private stuff, some family stuff he's taking care of this week, so he's taking the week off. Your Uncle Vicar has got things under control, though, kids. Don't panic, because I'm on top of it, yo. It's Monday. We're going to talk a little bit about box office receipts, see what everybody went to see this weekend, and, you know, all the usual geeky stuff. Now, we typically have a shorter show when there's only one host, so you guys just settle in. Things will be back to normal next week, all right? This day in 1862, the Battle of Shiloh began in Tennessee under U.S. Grant and Albert Sidney Johnston, who, by the way, was killed in that battle, second day, I think. 1865, Battle of Sailor's Creek. Robert E. Lee's Army of Northern Virginia's last major battle while in retreat from Richmond, Virginia. That would be, old George Pickett's Shadbake, kids. Look that up. Couple of birthdays. Paul Rudd, American actor Paul Rudd, had a birthday on this day, 1969, and this day in 75, Zach Braff's birthday. Speaking of Paul Rudd, went to see I Love You, Man this weekend. Me and the wife went to see that. Funny stuff, dude. Enjoyed that. It was funnier than I thought it was going to be. It was more wrong than I thought it was going to be, which I like, too. So, anyway, my recommendation. Hey, what's on the tube tonight, kiddies? Here you go. ABC tonight, brand new Castle, brand new Surviving Suburbia. Over on NBC, you got new Chuck, new Heroes, new Medium. Fox, new episode of House, new episode of 24. I've never seen this House thing. I've actually seen pieces of it, never watched the whole thing, so I don't get it. Not my area, doesn't have to be. AMC, An Officer and a Gentleman. It's a lousy damn movie. I don't care what the critics said. I hated this film, except that Deborah Winger has cute little rosebud boobies, doesn't she? Or she did. Anyway, that's the part on my old VHS tape that was kind of worn out, but that's what you'd expect from the Vicar. Bravo Channel, you got Princess Bride twice, baby! Scary movie over on Comedy Central. The Discovery Channel, it's the Da Vinci Shroud. What? Da Vinci Shroud? Yes. Evidently, it's a sequel. I don't know. I don't know anything about it. Encore Channel, showing 30 Days of Night. No, it's not as cool as the comic book, but it was okay. I didn't hate it. FX got your Spider-Man 2, subtitled The Good One. National Geographic Channel, Secrets of the Knights Templar. I'd watch that. I dig that stuff. Yo, Vicar's got a Knight Templar costume, baby! Style Channel, the Glamour Magazine, I guess. Glamour's 50 Biggest Fashion Do's and Don'ts. And TCM, Turner Classic Movies, bestowing upon Tim Burton's Sleepy Hollow the title, I suppose, of... No, wait, it's TMC. Turner... What the hell's TMC? Turner Movie Classics? Turner Manchurian Cows? I don't know. Anyway, TMC, showing Sleepy Hollow. So there you go. That's some stuff on the tube tonight, kids, in case you want to watch it. If you don't, hey, that's fine by me. I recommend you read a damn book, but... It's a segment we do, so there you go. Let's look at the mailbag.
We've got mail. It's not spam.
Couple of things today. First of all, dear Vicar, you owe me a drink for stealing my Rorschach joke from this weekly show. I'll collect it, Dragon Con. Sam. Now, I'm guessing it just says Sam. I'm guessing that Sam the Mena could be Sam Chup. I don't know. We need to be more specific. But this weekly show, sir, I'm not on this weekly show. I don't listen to this weekly shows. I didn't steal your joke. That's my joke, sir. You stole it from me. I'll be expecting a check shortly. Horshack, Arnold Horshack, Washington and Barbarino, too. I don't know. Vicar, wow, comments like, quote, a naughty picture doesn't have to be gaping, unquote, are why you, sir, are my foul-mouthed, filthy-minded hero. Damn right. Those same kinds of comments are why my friends won't be seen with me in public. What can you do? That's from Hell Donkey over there on those damn fine forums at geekradiodaily.com/forums. Join him now for some social geek working. You'll enjoy it. You'll love it. Finally, this is from Drace. It starts up here. Now, do you really want to give up a donation for a scan of a pic which you didn't even specify had to be me? As hubby pointed out, because he had to okay this new development, you asked for a naughty scan of a Polaroid, not a scan of a naughty Polaroid. You should have put more thought into the stakes of your counter challenge. He thinks I should just give you one of my old hustlers. However, in the spirit of your challenge, I will throw in a picture of into my previous challenge that includes cleavage, because my girls are pretty predominant in most pictures anyway. I don't think I can post it on the boards. I don't want to have Uncle, that would be Uncle Thorson over there on the boards, have a heart attack because of my freckles. So, there you go. But, Dre says, it's up to you three co-hosts to keep me, the vicar, honest in this, because if I have to submit a picture of myself, you're going to have to do a little work. In any state, if you aren't pulling your weight, then no pick for you. But I probably don't have to worry. The chances of you making the next three shows are pretty slim so far. So, what do you say, sir? Do we have a gentleman's agreement? That's from Drace. This is regarding a wager I made against Drace last week that I would, in fact, be on the next three GRD weekly programs. But in exchange, I wanted naughty picks. So, I didn't actually mean that because my wife gets mad at me when I request naughty picks. Mind you, if they come my way, I'll look at them, but I'm not allowed to ask for them. So, I'm going to try to be on the next three shows, though, Drace. Thank you for that. But I will try my best to be on the next three weekly shows. Case, this is your first show. This is our 15-minute daily program Monday through Friday, which typically has two hosts. And typically we do a weekly program above an hour and a half show every week. Although we won't do one this week because Billy's out. But anyway, that's the deal. And there you go. All right, so Monday means we got box office. It's coming up. We got news of the Geekly. It's all coming up on this here Monday, the 6th day of April episode of Geek Radio Daily.
War they wanted and war they got, but they went to in a heat where my oats got hot when I...
This fall, are you ready for crime? Young Junius, the podcast novel, serialized every week at SethHarwood.com, brings you the story of Junius Pons as a teenager growing up in a Boston that crack cocaine is just starting to take hold of. He's running to escape the consequences of a murder he had to commit and fighting to avenge the death of his brother. But first, he has to find out who did it. So let Seth Harwood, the author of Jack Wakes Up, take you on a trip through crime, action, and violence this fall as he brings Young Junius to SethHarwood.com, your home for serialized crime.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, April 6th, 2009. All the geek, and if you lose in Mortal Kombat, the finishing move might rip out your spine. I don't know. I got nothing. That's the kind of shit Billy does. But Billy will be back next week. In the meantime, kids, it's your Uncle Vicar on this Monday episode. Real quickly, hooking you up with the box office receipts for this weekend. Number 10, Sunshine Cleaning. Well, it made the top 10. That's pretty cool. It's, is this the first week? I want to say this is the first week for that. Did that open? I can't tell. Maybe it's not. Anyway, Sunshine Cleaning in the top 10 at number 10. This doesn't interest me at all. Neither does 12 Rounds in the number 9 position. Looks like that's its second week in release, making 2.3 mil. Race to Witch Mountain. It's got The Rock up ends, yo. The Rock. Disney. Aliens. What else you want? $3.351 million. Duplicity out there at number 7, $4.3 million. Adventureland is out. All right, that looks funny. Dumb, but funny. Miramax, $6 million at the number 6 slot. What I saw this weekend with my wife, who also enjoyed this, by the way. I love you, man, at number 5. I love you, man. It had enough sort of romantic comedy type stuff that my wife didn't hate it. In fact, she really enjoyed the funny stuff, and it was kind of heartwarming, too. So I guess that's the official Vicar recommendation for that. Made $7.850 million, and it's, looks like, third week of release. At number 4, Knowing. Really? Knowing. I was listening to the guys over at Screen Geeks, and they were saying that Roger Ebert, I think it was them, were telling me Roger Ebert loved this movie, said it was like a perfect film or something like that. Really? Knowing the Nick Cage picture? Because Nick has not been hitting on all cylinders lately, so I don't know. I'll believe it when I see it. Just over $8 million, putting it in number 4 in its third week. The Haunting in Connecticut? That just sounds white and uninteresting, doesn't it? Pretty much like any other day in Connecticut?
Baby, you can't taste racism.
Connecticut listeners, sorry. Chime in if you want. We have email for that. $9.5 million. Monsters vs. Aliens, baby. And number two, this is in its second week of release, making $33 million. And in the number one slot, holy crap, it must be time for the summer movie season. Fast and Furious at number one, easily at number one, making more than twice what the second ranking picture made, at $72.5 million. Now, this is as of, like, Sunday afternoon, by the way. I don't even have the updated figures, so hard to damn well tell. But Fast and Furious. Huh. Go figure.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news. All the news you need for the start of your week from a geeky point of view. According to Harold Ramis, the third Ghostbusters is in the cards. Yes, the original cast will return. Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson, Rick Moranis, even the elusive Bill Murray. Quote, everybody said they'd do it, says genius Harold Ramis, who doesn't intend to direct Ghostbusters 3. He does say, quote, they'll be looking for younger actors for the lead roles, I'm sure, but we'll be in it as mentors and advisors, unquote. So, I don't know. As long as they're in it, as long as Ramis is involved, I suppose I trust it. Gene Stupinski and Lee Eisenberg are toiling away on a draft, but because they work full-time on The Office, it is apparently slow in coming. But, yeah, it is going to happen, and it looks like it's going to happen with the people involved that we want involved. Obviously, there's plenty of room for stuff to mess up. Between now and then, we'll see. From io9.com, a team of researchers from MIT. Oh, this is nice. This is from the what could possibly go wrong category. A team of researchers from MIT may have created an all-new green battery made up of genetically engineered viruses. Huh. According to reports, Professor Angela Belcher's MIT team have created viruses that will form both a negatively charged anode and a positively charged cathode that takes place at room temperature and is entirely absent of toxic materials. Discovery's already been demonstrated to President Obama, and the team is currently looking at ways to increase power and longevity of the what they're already calling the virus batteries. Before everyone else in the world begins to share the worry about relying on viruses to power our lives, Belcher's team would like to point out the viruses are completely harmless to humans. What could go wrong? All right, and then from Variety.com, Jackie Earle Haley is officially going to Elm Street, y'all. That had been a rumor. I actually thought that it was a bogus rumor, but there you go. Jackie Earle Haley is signed on to star as Freddy Krueger in New Line and Platinum Dunes relaunch of Nightmare on Elm Street. Michael Bay producing that. New Line decided last year to relaunch it. Krueger originally played by Robert Englund. You guys knew that already, so the relaunch comes on the heels of New Line and Platinum Dunes Rebirth of Friday the 13th. That's grossed over $65 million domestically since February, so why the hell not? Haley, of course, most recently seen in Watchmen as Rorschach, will next be seen opposite Leo DiCaprio in Phoenix Pictures' Shutter Island. That's a Scorsese project. So, that's what we got, kids. That is going to wrap up the show. I told you the show is always a little short when Billy Flynn is gone, but there it is. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivative Works 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe to iTunes. Please drop us a review while you're there, preferably a positive one. Join the forums at geekradiodaily.com/forums. Don't miss GRD Weekly. And, of course, drop us an email, would you, at podcast Billy Flynn, Vicar, or the Bruce at geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.